high wind and red flag warnings are set to take effect tomorrow morning. An update on the state's plan to improve government efficiency and popular red dirt bands will be honored next month. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, March 13th. I'm Deborah Shar. Oklahoma's current weather has all the ingredients for wildfires. Grayson Wheeler has more on the dangerous conditions expected tomorrow.
Fire weather happens when temperatures are warm, humidity is low, and winds are blowing. That gives fires the fuel to start and the means to spread. Those conditions have been taking hold this week, building to what the Oklahoma Forestry Service calls ominous fire weather tomorrow. The fire danger is rated extreme for western and central Oklahoma. Eastern Oklahoma's rating is a little bit better, but it's still critical. In most places, wildfire risks will remain elevated throughout the weekend. The Oklahoma Forestry Service urges people to avoid any activities that could spark a wildfire and asks folks to report any fires they see by calling 911. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Governor Kevin Stitt says his Doge Oklahoma team met for the first time Wednesday. And as Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us, the governor says action to save millions in wasteful government spending is officially underway.
Stitt says he's proud of Doge OK's, quote, wins. They include replacing state procurement staff at the Office of Management and Enterprise Services, or OMES, with a new AI software to stop what Stitt called rogue purchases, an energy rebate for retrofitting light bulbs across state buildings, pulling 500 state cell phones from service, and 41 vehicles from the State Agriculture Department's fleet.
And then one of my favorites, the automated lawnmower at the state capitol. So I've been talking to my wife, thinking I need to get me one of these at the house.
Doge OK officials estimate automated lawnmowers will save the state $200,000 on landscape contractors annually. Total savings are just shy of $1.2 million so far. I'm Lionel Ramos.
Federal funding cuts are now impacting a decades-old conservation organization in Oklahoma. State Impact's Chloe Bennett-Steele reports on the halted programs at the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts.
Farmers and ranchers have worked with the OACD since the 1930s to help with soil health and food production. The organization is about 80% funded with competitive grants from the United States Department of Agriculture. Cuts made to the federal agency have put those Oklahoma programs on hold. Here's OACD Executive Director Sarah Blaney.
What we're trying to do right now is to figure out, if the federal government fails to honor those contracts, how do we still honor what we said we would do with farmers and ranchers?
The organization is now missing millions of dollars worth of grants meant to support producers. A USDA spokesperson says the agency is currently reviewing its grants. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett-Steele.
The 2025 class of the Oklahoma Music Hall of Fame has been announced. Ryan LaCroix reports it's made up of red dirt music royalty.
The sold-out Boys from Oklahoma concert series in Stillwater next month will be a celebration of red dirt music and a reunion for the band Cross Canadian Ragweed after 15 years apart. Now, it will also serve as an Oklahoma Music Hall of Fame induction ceremony for Ragweed, as well as for Jason Boland, the Stragglers, the Great Divide, and Stoney LaRue. The four acts are some of the biggest names in the red dirt genre. They'll join other red dirt artists in the hall, such as the Turnpike Troubadours, Red Dirt Rangers, Bob Childers, and Tom Skinner, among others. The inductions will take place during the run of concerts between April 10th and 13th. In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.